May 17, second part of the meeting. We're going with a roll call. Michelle Gilmore?
Here.
Michael Freese?
Here.
Manuel Ramos?
Here.
Lydia Sierra?
Here.
Dale Johnson? Do we know if he's coming back or?
We heard he was coming back.
Okay, well, we have a quorum so we can continue with this meeting.
We have an open session and we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Moving on to public comments. Pursuant to California Government Code Section 54954.3, members of the public may address the board at this time on any items of public interest that are within the board's subject jurisdiction. The Ralph and Brown Act, however, prohibits the board from taking action on any matter not appearing on the agenda. Those who wish to address the board should come to the microphone. Members of the public will be given 3 minutes to address the board on any items of public interest. Mr. Patterson, is it necessary to review the closed session items? No.
No, ma'am.
I didn't think so, but I thought I would ask. Do we have any public comments on the agenda? Yes, Amara.
Amara, here it is. I wanted to thank the staff that put out the workshops, paperwork in Spanish and English on the table, and also finding the bullets that were done at the workshop as well, because I think that might help. And I would also like to address President Gilmore. I would suggest that since the district is going to send things out, that maybe a social media push with a video on this is what this looks like, and don't throw it away.
I think
because people are just like,
we did that, didn't we?
I did not see anything like that. I think an educational video would be nice, both in English and Spanish, and for those that have low vision and for those that are hard of hearing. So thank you.
Thank you. Good suggestion.
I just want a little more clarity, being that we're making these changes now. So as I understand it, are you going to re-mail all the protest ballots again, or are you just mailing information? What are they going to be expecting in the mail?
It will be both. It will be combination of the protest letter with information.
So the same thing we got the first time.
Exactly.
Okay, so how are we going to determine, or how are we going to determine the votes that have already been returned? So without doing a count tonight, so we know where we're at. And so for me, I'm going to get another one in the mail. And if somebody's confused and they send it back again, then we're going to have two.
I think, I haven't seen the verbiage yet, and Mr. Patterson, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think that the second letter will indicate if you have already filled out a protest letter, it is not necessary to resubmit it. Your first protest letter will count, and you don't have to do it again.
So you're not going to open any of the protests now tonight at all?
No. And we're not going to do that.
Okay, so do you have an approximate date when, like, this mailing is going to go out? Because my concern is now all the small birds have left, and I'm going to be like,
wait a minute, Pam, I'm sorry, I have a hearing loss.
Okay, all the small birds have left at this time of year. Do you have an approximate time of when this mailing is going to go out and when the next meeting? Are we talking months, or are we talking weeks?
Mr. Patterson, do you have a definite date on that?
So I answered this question previously. Was it you who asked this question?
Yes, maybe, but I don't have an exact John Martin who asked it.
So the notice will go out, we don't know exactly when, week or 2 weeks, something okay. along those lines. And then the meeting can only occur at least 45 days
so
later. But we don't have an exact date. So all that will be provided in the notice.
Okay. And just a suggestion, I know you have everything all in place already, but when you are looking to raise revenue from the district, rather than kidding up just the 1,955 households, did you consider the 18,200 or 300 lots, like increasing your fees minimally? Just to kind of give you an idea, at a dollar a month, $12 a year, that would generate about $216,000 annually. If you would charge that $20 a year, it would be like $360,000, and then bring our percentage increase down, so it's a little more doable for the community.
So here's the deal with that. We are charging the vacant property owners a separate fee, two separate fees, which are called standby fees. And they are subject to a completely different set of laws than our sewer user fees. And in order to impose an increase in standby fees, you have to, instead of a majority protest, you have to get a majority to affirmatively vote in favor of it. Do you understand the difference?
Yes, I do.
And the property owners who own the vacant lots, at least the last time we did this, those vacant lots are held by a small number
Correct.
Of wealthy developers.
Correct.
Now, do you think a wealthy real estate developer is going to vote to increase the fees that he or she pays?
So
answer the question.
Depending on the lot, is it going to be a
so, they, so I'll answer it for you. The answer is no. And we've gone through this before.
So that's why you're not pursuing that
avenue? Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm just telling you that that is one of the complicating factors in doing that.
So is there a minimum? Because we are going up 81 cents on an annual basis.
So that's something different. There's
right.
There's an incremental increase built in to one of them, not both of them.
Right.
One of them stays at the same amount each and every year in perpetuity. The reason why? Because it was grandfathered in. It was adopted before
right.
Proposition 218. The other one was adopted after 218, and it did receive a vote. But one of the real estate developers here had sufficient votes to kill the increase in the standby fee. Just one person had held the power of it. Well, you've asked a lot of questions, and now you're saying you know everything.
Well,
so let me finish.
Okay.
Holds the power of life and death over that fee. So you have to negotiate. Do you understand what I'm saying? In order to get his vote. Now, if I thought that the real estate developers out here who currently own these lots were willing to pay more, then I would recommend that my client consider it. But I've been through that before, and I know exactly what the response of one of these individuals is going to be. They don't want to pay the money, and they have the power to, and they're not receiving any service, remember.
Correct.
So why would they want to pay more money when they don't get a service?
So there was a small increase for them. Is there a set percentage like inflation that you can?
Yeah, there's a set percentage.
There is the district charging on that full percentage. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So is it 5%?
I don't remember.
Because 81 cents is like that.
It's the maximum amount that was permitted to be imposed. I can tell you that. I remember that much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Eckert.
Do we have any other comments from the public?
Yes,
Board member comments? Director Ramos?
No.
Can I make a small comment? I don't know if anybody in the public needs translation today. Does everybody understand?
Les puedes comprender en español.
Oh. Sorry, guys. perdón. Cualquier persona que esté en el
público.
En el público necesita traducción de lo que está pasando ahorita. ¿O todos entendemos? Ok, muchas gracias.
Director Sierra, do you have any comments? Oh, I'm sorry.
My apologies. Are we in the hearing right now, or are we leading up to that?
We're in a continuance of the prior meeting this afternoon.
The public hearing. So, Michelle, maybe you should state for the record that we have reopened the public hearing. Can you make that statement, please?
All right, everyone. I am reopening the public hearing that happened at 7:12, and it's now 7:12.
Right.
7:13.
Well, then I would like to add some comments at this hearing. My concern, from everything I've heard in the afternoon and now, is the proportional voting weight of the votes. And it doesn't seem that the district and the people are in agreement of how that is applied pursuant to the government code. I'm not sure, we were in Imperial County last Tuesday, and Supervisor Kelly said he had sent our letter to their council to review. I'm not sure if they advised you all from their perspective of how things are not being done correctly here. If they haven't, it would behoove you to talk with Imperial County and County Council about our letter that was sent to you as well about the different reasons why this whole process is not correct. And one of them is proportionality. And what I'm hearing right now is that you're taxing the poor people because one rich person can't be taxed because you know they'll squash you. But the poor people can't squash you because you will not affirmatively, you don't have the affirmative duty to count their votes. We disagree on that. You do need the affirmative vote of half of the people. And right now, you're not setting up that process. We'll litigate that with Mr. Vice President, Ms. President, and your counsel in court. We don't care. You know, we will litigate against you on that issue. We'll see who's right and who's wrong. But that is something that you should avoid at all costs, because you don't have the money to be litigating against the people. You don't have the money to litigate against that one rich person, and you don't have the money to litigate against at least 500 or more people. Now, having said that, you want to look at the proportionality, because the schools, the mobile home parks, those votes weigh more than a single family residence. You haven't laid out to us, pursuant to the government code, how are you going to weigh all the votes? And earlier on, you said, well, one vote counts one vote. That's not correct. Now, you're also trying to apply the fees disproportionately. And this is a not only a racial, but an economic discrimination. You have one voter who will put all his money to stop it, and so you're segregating him, and you're going to apply all the fees to the poor people. I don't need to tell you, that's discriminatory. You can't treat apples and apples differently. Yes, you might have green apples, red apples, but these are the same people that you're servicing. You can't do that. It's discrimination. You have to treat everybody equally. It's in our Constitution, folks. Right? It's not like Mr. Ramos, or perhaps Mr. Ramos too would want to discriminate against the poor people, because they're sitting on top making money. Right? You all need to understand that you can't discriminate. You need to put everybody in the pot, the schools, you need to put the mobile home parks. You had Mr. Cruz speak to you, and he said, I didn't receive a ballot. He didn't receive a ballot because there's 40 people like him in that one trailer park who pay your sewage rates individually, and you're going to count his vote one vote? There's 40 people paying you. There's 40 mobile home trailer parks in Desert Shore trailer parks, and you're going to count that one vote when 40 people are paying you at your rates?
So I have a couple comments. Number one, I did talk to the county council. However, he did not make the statements that you indicate that he should have. That was not what happened in the conversation. And number two, since you're threatening litigation, I'm not going to get into your other questions. If you're going to file litigation, then you, sir, are going to be responsible for bleeding this community of money because they're going to have to pay for legal fees. And frankly, I don't think that your arguments are valid. And so that's all I have to say.
You're bleeding the community $8,000 plus a month without showing the bills.
So I asked
you earlier
that
the forms
that
I
have to do.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, I think you have one opportunity.
No, wait, but it's my question.
She was supposed to talk to
you.
Okay. If you have something to talk to her about, but I think one opportunity to talk is all around the game.
I'll email you the information.
So, as I need to know, we asked about this, the parcel numbers. Do I need to look them up? Can I move them?
If you can provide the parcel numbers, that would be helpful. However, I don't think you should take ballots that have been filled out by property owners and then go back and alter them. I would not recommend doing that.
So I write it on the back. The parcel number.
If you write it on the,
the parcel numbers take all you guys because it's not mandated on you.
Right.
So that's
I understand what you're saying. But I wouldn't do it in a way that it appears that the person who filled out the ballot did that because then you would be.
No, I'm not going to alter anything. Okay. These are only protest forms, so there's really nothing for me to alter. The only thing is, I just asked her if she wants me to pre-do that before I turn that in the appeal.
Yeah, if you can help us to know what the ATN numbers are in a way that doesn't create a misconception about how the ballot was filled out, then that would be helpful.
Okay, I will write the ATNs on the back because I don't
know. Maybe put your initials or something so we know.
So the APN number is just to validate the address. That's all it is.
I understand that. Okay. But if you could put your initials so we know who wrote that, then that would help us to be able to confirm the facts concerning that ballot.
I will do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. S2, do we have any board members' comments? Public comments are now closed. Director Ramos, do you have any comments? Director Sierra,
I have no comments.
Director Cruz.
I want to thank the community for their interest and passion in coming to these meetings and being involved.
My comment is to thank those that bothered to come to all of our workshops and review the information and read it and ask legitimate questions. So I'd like to thank those of you that are here this evening and those people that were here this afternoon or this morning. And I'm now asking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Well, let's ask first whether there are any further public comments.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gilmore,
but I think it's important that, you know, we ask one more time. Are there any further, is there any further public testimony from somebody we haven't heard from already?
I was going to ask Ms. Gilmore, when you said public comments at the beginning, I thought we were like starting at the beginning of the agenda again. So I'll wait, but I would like to say I would like to ask one question. I'll go up there if that's okay with you.
No. Does anybody else have a public comment? Up to the microphone, please.
My question is, you said none of the people attended
all of the workshops. I only know of one that I went to. The question is, when were those workshops? When were people notified?
I was including the workshop that Mr. Fuentes offered to the community.
Oh, was that the one at Crazy Eyes?
Yes.
Quite a crowd right there, but that was...
That's what I was referring to.
Okay, so...
The workshop that you and I attended at the Senior Center and then the one that Mr. Fuentes offered.
Yeah, the Senior Center is the one that the district put
yes.
on. The one and only. Okay. Thank you.
Let's give you another one for favor.
Madam President, my question is to you about your ordinance.
And I'm sorry?
On the ordinance.
Yeah, the one too.
And I had talked to the board secretary about this. Number 12 says something about not reading the ordinance. A full reading of this ordinance is hereby read. And I would like to find out if that is during this meeting or any other meeting. And I am directing this question at you, not the full council.
I might answer that, but my hearing aid didn't pick up half of what you said.
So okay, what, they're
so
not reading
the
ordinance.
No, I want her to direct to me that.
In the ordinance,
ma'am.
On line 12, it states, a full reading of the ordinance is hereby waived. So I'm wondering if this is the first reading that should have been today, or if this is the next reading for the next meeting. Is the reading waived for the next hearing?
Since it's dated May, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Since it's dated May 17, 2023, I'm assuming that this waiving is only pertaining to this meeting.
Thank you so much for your answer.
And I apologize, sir. Don't be alarmed. Okay, do we have any other public comments? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Michelle Gilmore?
Yes.
A motion to adjourn.
I said a motion.
Oh, sorry. It's been a long day today. So, first motion from Gilmore?
Freeze.
Sorry. Second motion from Senor Ramos?
Yes.
And so roll call, Michelle Gilmore?
Yes.
Michael Freeze?
Yes.
Manuel Ramos?
Yes.
Lydia Sierra?
Hi.
Meeting adjourned at 7:25. Thank you, everybody. Cool.